Morning, everybody. We'll go ahead and get started. It's September 10th, 2025, 8:30 a.m. Time for the Community Corrections Partnership meeting. And we will start with a roll call. Turn over to Becky. Here.
Court Executive Officer.
Here.
District Attorney Zimmer.
Joseph Kinzel for Zimmer, here.
Public Defender King.
Here.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Here.
Director Burrows.
Present.
Chief Carey.
Here.
Administrator Olvera.
Here.
Director Morillo.
Here.
Executive Director Corson.
Here.
Supervisor Perez.
President Sanchez on the behalf.
Chief Workforce Development Officer Evans.
Here.
Superintendent Mandeville. Victim Services Coordinator Bates.
Here.
All right, good. We have a forum. Just a couple quick housekeeping things. As you know, the building's under construction. The restrooms are functional, but there might be people working in there. We do have staff that have keys to get you into the restrooms in the main lobby of the building through the west door here. If anyone needs to do that, just Teresa, would you raise your hand? She's the one with the key if you need it, if those ones are occupied. The other part is you saw the vending machines in the lobby. The budget's not great, but it's not that bad. We're not raising money. That's part of it. Those vending machines are usually in the break room, so don't worry. We're not asking for donations. So good deal. Move on to the consent agenda. All items listed with the CA are considered to be routine and non-controversial by staff. Will be approved by one motion if no member of the board or public wishes to comment or ask any questions. If comment or discussion is desired by anyone, the item will be removed from the consent agenda and will be considered in the listed sequence with an opportunity for any member of the public to address the board concerning the item before action is taken. Staff recommendations are shown in caps after each item. And for this agenda, it's item CA1 and CA5. So hearing that, are there any members of the public who would like to comment on any of the two consent agenda items? Seeing none, take a motion.
Corson, so moved.
Second.
Kinzel, second.
All right, Kinzel on the second. And then all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Any abstentions? All right, motion carries. Moves on to public presentations. This is the time for members of the public to provide comment on any items not on the agenda. There will be a chance for the public to comment on the agenda items as they are taken up individually. But this time is for anything not on the agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the CCP. CCP members may respond briefly to the statements made or questions posed, may ask a question for clarification, and through the CCP, make a referral to staff for factual information or request staff report back to CCP at a later time. Speakers are limited to 2 minutes, and if anyone comes up, please state and spell your name for the record before making your presentation. Are there anyone from the public that have any public presentations on anything not on the agenda but under the CCP's jurisdiction? All right, seeing none, move on to number three, chairperson's report. The only thing I have to report this time is that information regarding any growth fund availability, if there will be any, will be sent out in advance of December's meeting for requests to be considered at that time. So as usual, you'll be hearing from staff with information on growth, whether it exists or not, we'll see. Item number four, CCP committee member announcements or reports. Open it up to the CCP to see if any of you have any announcements or reports for activities going on in your areas. Ms. Olvera.
Thank you. So I'd like to share with everybody that September is very important for our department. We celebrate two really important causes, recovery and suicide prevention awareness month. So this month has started with our proclamation yesterday. We did have a suicide awareness walk that SALT puts on. That was last weekend. There's a couple of other events coming up throughout the month. On the 13th, MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, is putting on a walk at Riverwalk. And on September 27th, we're putting together a recovery resource fair. This is the second year that we bring it back after COVID. Last year, we had over 500 people come out. We've got a variety of vendors, including our treatment providers, community-based organizations, some of you all were there. and we're very excited to host it again. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Mill Creek Park. And we would love to see you all there. This is also open to the public. And so if your agencies would like to let people know about it, we'd love to have everybody there. I did not bring any calendars with me, but I can forward them to Teresa so that she can forward them out to everybody.
That'd be great. I'd love to do that. What was the date of the resource fair again?
September 27th. 27th. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Mill Creek.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I also did not bring any flyers, but we are, Supervisor Perez's office is doing our first annual, I guess, along with ETR, EPIC, a couple of grassroots people within the community to do our first youth, what are you calling it? Youth job fair. It's basically what we're doing. We're trying to work with that, what we call at-risk youth that are struggling with finding employment, training, etc. Kind of why I want to collaborate with you guys, and we want to just kind of make them feel like, hey, you know, this event is, hey, we're gonna help you find a job. If not, we're gonna help you find training. We're gonna get you into the military, but we're gonna do something to get you off of those streets. So that is a goal of that. And I will send out a flyer if anybody's interested, or if anybody has any kids or youth that want to bring to that event. We're gonna do October 7th, 2 to 6 p.m. at ETR America Job Center location. So we're super super excited about that.
Yeah, we'd be glad to send that flyer out when you have it. We'll definitely be sending some people our side of it. So, good. Any other announcements from the members? All right, that brings us to item number 6, which are proposals of unexpected carry forward fiscal year 24-25 funds. And so we have a couple of requests. First up would be employers training resource. And I think we have Mr. Shoemaker going to make a presentation. All right. Welcome.
Good morning, members of the committee. Each year I'm requesting to allocate unexpected carry forward in the amount of $294,047 to continue providing paid work experience and support services for our population. This is due to a prolonged RFP process and contract process that concluded recently. And so we switched providers to allow us to provide additional and more expanded services to the population. So this will allow us to continue to do that. That is my question.
Great.
Any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Shoemaker?
Thank you, sir.
Great. Thank you very much. And then second up, I believe we have Chief Mario Iset from Ridgecrest PD to has a request on behalf of the street interdiction team.
Good morning.
Welcome, sir.
Appreciate you being happy today. Today would like to move forward $650,182 in the next fiscal year. We're trying to reduce the amount of carryover each year, so we continue to get good funding. I think last year we rolled over almost $1 million, so we're doing a pretty good job of getting more operations on the street to include the fair that's coming up. So we'll continue to use this money to make an impact in the community. In the last fiscal year, 24-25, we made 212 arrests and hundreds of contacts people in the community are seeking full service.
Great. Thanks, sir. Any questions for Chief Iset?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And the operations have upticked quite a bit this past year, which is a good thing. So having heard the two proposals we have on the agenda, take a motion to make a recommendation to the executive committee to approve carry forward AB 109 funds request in the total amount of $944,609 based on the two proposals we heard.
Motion, Kinsley.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second, Burroughs.
Second, Burroughs. And is any public comment on either of the two proposals or this item in general at this time? Seeing none, we'll move to a roll call vote. Becky?
Chief Dickinson?
Yes.
Board of Executive Officer Liu?
Abstain.
District Attorney Zimmer?
Kendall for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender King?
Yes.
Sheriff Templet?
Yes.
Director Burroughs?
Yes.
Chief Terry?
Yes.
Administrator Olvera?
Yes.
Director Manillo?
Yes.
Executive Director Corson?
Yes.
Supervisor Perez?
Yes.
Russell Sanchez, yes.
Chief Workforce Development Officer Evans.
Abstain.
Thank you. Superintendent Mendenburg. And Victim Services Coordinator Finks.
Yes.
All right, motion carries. That takes us to item number seven, the meeting schedule. I just want to note for the members, this is the RFP time. We do this every 3 years, so it's very important that either you attend or you send a proxy to the October 1st meeting in order to keep us on time with getting the matter before the board, hopefully. And so we do have a special meeting coming up in a couple weeks, October 1st, 8:30, here at the same location. And then the rest of the schedule are just the regular quarterly meetings. With that, we will adjourn SCCP at 8:41. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate your time. All right, we'll go ahead and convene to the Executive Committee, September 10th, 2025, 8:42 a.m. And we'll start with a roll call. Becky?
Chief Dickens.
Here.
Board Executive Officer.
Here.
District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinzel for Zimmer, here.
Public Defender King.
Here.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Here.
Director Burroughs.
Here.
Chief Terry.
Here.
Great, we have a quorum. Takes us to item number one, which are the minutes from the Executive Committee meeting of June 11th. We'll take a motion to approve those.
Motion.
Second.
Youngblood.
Any public comment on the minutes? See.
Sorry.
Terry, second was Youngblood, yeah. No public comment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Any abstentions? Motion carries. This, item number two is public presentations. Any member of the public that wishes to comment on anything not on the agenda, but under the purview of the CCP and Executive CCP may come up and make comments now. It looks like we have one. If you would be so kind as to state and spell your name, I would appreciate that.
Good morning. My name is Charity Knapp. That's C-H-A-R-I-T-Y. My last name is K-N-A-P-P. Good morning. I'm here today to talk about an urgent need in Kern County and to share a solution that has the power to change lives. We are developing a one-year sober living program that provides safe housing and combines with an evidence-based treatment, including cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, thinking for change, T4C, and moral recognition therapy, or MRT. What makes this program strong is that it would be modeled after the programming already offered at GeoGroup's Day Reporting Center of the DRC, my favorite place to be. Evidence of success is that DRC has a proven track record. An independent evaluation found that 70% of graduates did not recidivate, compared to 47% in a similar study. Even more striking, participants committed fewer serious crimes. Only 14% committed felonies, compared to 37% of the similar control group. These numbers demonstrate that when we invest in structured, evidence-based programming, we don't just help individuals, we improve public safety, reduce recidivism, and burden to our justice system, as well as save us taxpayers' dollars. In Kern County, women who struggle with addiction and community reentry face very unique challenges. Many are mothers whom addiction has separated from their children. Many are victims of physical and sexual abuse, as well as having PTSD or mental health challenges. Many lack stable housing, education, or employment opportunities, as well as even more, a lack of a support system. Too often, these women leave jail or treatment with no safe place to go. Without structure, we quickly fall back into a cycle of relapse, homelessness, and incarceration. Short-term programs provide temporary relief, but do not allow enough time for deep healing, skill building, and personal growth. I see it every day in the program I currently live in. I know a one-year sober living home will definitely make a difference. 1 year provides stability, giving women the chance to fully practice new coping skills, learn and practice accountability, repair relationships, and prepare for employment and independent living. With CBT, MRT, T4C at the core, Participants would learn how to manage thinking, learning to replace negative thought patterns, make better decisions, and build healthier relationships. Because this is a sober living home, we would be held accountable to our recovery every single day. I say we because I myself would be a participant. I am a voice for women in recovery, women who would like to see this happen sooner rather than later. Our plan is a home is to house 15 women at a time, providing not only a bed, but a pathway motivated and forged by consistent, measurable steps toward change. The program will include group and individual counseling, life skills training, transportation to and from appointments, which is very important, relapse prevention, as well as specialized case management that connects women to education, employment, and reunification with our families. This need is growing. Kern County continues to face high rates of substance use, homelessness, and reentry challenges. By investing in this program now, you have the opportunity to not only change outcomes for these women, but to create a ripple effect. Children reunited with stable mothers, safer neighborhoods, fewer repeat offenses, stronger families, and changed lives. With your partnership and financial support, this vision can become a reality. If we replicate the proven success of GEO Group's DRC and expand it into a sober living program that is desperately, desperately needed in Kern County. So today I ask for your support in funding this initiative. Your investment will provide women with evidence-based programming and, most importantly, a real chance at lasting change. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Knapp. Any questions or comments from the members of the executive committee for Ms. Knapp? Hearing none, thank you for your time.
Okay.
Is there any other public presentations? Seeing none, move on to number three, executive committee member announcements or reports. Open it up to the committee. Hearing none, takes us to item number four, which is to carry forward proposals of unexpected carry forward fiscal year 24-25-109 funds. Time for us to consider the recommendation made by the full CCP to approve and authorize the chairperson to submit carry forward AB 109 funds request to the Board of Supervisors for approval. Motion on that.
Motion.
Second.
I'll second Burroughs.
Second Burroughs. Any public comment on this item? Seeing none, we'll move to a roll call vote.
Chief Dickinson.
Yes.
Support Executive Officer Neal.
Abstain.
District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinsel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Kane.
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Director Burroughs.
Yes.
Chief Terry.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Takes us to item number five, which is the meeting schedule. As mentioned before, a special meeting on October 1st. And with that, we will adjourn at 8:49 a.m. Thank you all very much for coming.